Blog Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, yes!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache.
Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh. My name is Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, there's no
Giddy up.
Chicago, the secret to the pizza there is in the dough. Italian.
in person. It's the Friday Christmas Eve possum theme, which I can't find it, so we'll go with this one.
Them doggies rolling hard through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw high.
Well, the comedy of errors continues. I hope my sound is 5x5. And that. What happened to the possum theme tonight? I swear there was one. How's my sound, gang? Is it shitty or really shitty? Let's see here. I'm going to upload that puppy. Play it later. Oh, criminy. No, I'm not. I'm not going to try to do anything. Monstrosity. Okay, never mind. I'll take that as written there. Okay. Man. Well, everything's gone wrong so far. So, wee bit muted. Okay. I'll try to speak up clearly. Actually, I'm going to try to call in next time there's a break, because I don't like holding the damn phone to my head because, you know, it causes brain cancer and shit. Oh, neat. A playlist called Possum Hour. I wonder if it's one of ours. I'm ready. Oh, never mind. Rap stuff.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Professor R.J. Gumby.
That's our Hitler!
There you go.
Yeah.
What a gym crack.
I hear you here. Fucking gym crack, man.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
All
right.
Do the best we can over here.
I forgot all about Possum Hour. 8:30 tonight, I remembered it. Completely gone. That's why I didn't post all day. I forgot all about it.
You might have been better off just forgetting about it, man. You know, the way it's going so far. What the fuck? All right. I have some addendum. No, what do you call that when you retract and you correct your mistakes from the last show? Possum Hour. Yeah.
Here's what it says.
All right.
Sad Possum Hour.
Teddy Boy.
There's one called Sad Possum Hour.
Oh, I like that. Sad Possum Hour.
That might be a
sad state of affairs. So anyways, the Teddy Boys, right?
Yeah.
I said the Teddy Boys were tough guys in leather jackets. They were nothing like that at all.
Uh-huh.
They were fancy lads.
That didn't sound like tough guys. They were what?
They were fancy lads.
The fancies. Okay,
fancy clothes.
Okay.
Fancy, you know, fancy boys.
Yeah, fancy boys.
Ringo. Ringo was a Teddy Boy. He had the hairdo and the little jacket there, you know, the Edwardian jacket, that kind of crap. So that's what a fancy Teddy Boy is, kids. It ain't a guy
that makes sense.
You know, I don't know. I don't know where I got that. You know, you think you know something your whole life, and then you go, you know what? Let me look that up. But I was right. And you were wrong on what's new, Pussycat.
Oh, you're kidding me. That was Frank
Not
Frazetta?
Not Jack Davis. That is Frank Frazetta,
okay.
My friend.
Okay. Yeah. I got to take that out. I got to go to my shed and check that out. Hope I still have it.
That's a collector's item, man. Anything with a Frank Frazetta on there is...
Yeah. I thought it was a Jack.
Dude.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Although, you know, nothing to sniff out of Jack Davis over here.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But it is, coincidentally, mail call today included this, it was just a one and gone, the best of horror in science fiction comics.
Yeah.
It's got a story by one of my favorites, Basil Wolverton, and one of his greatest stories, The Brain Bats of Venus. I'm sure you're all familiar with The Brain Bats of Venus. Fucking classic. Plus, there's also a Frazetta, a couple of Frazettas in here, and a Ditko and this and that. It's a fun one. Nice one.
Okay.
I already had the Brain Bats, though. But
well, good.
It's cool. Anyways, we'll learn more about The Brain Bats of Venus as we go forward.
I'm looking forward to it.
And, you ever watch Jeopardy? You ever watch Jeopardy?
Yeah, I did once upon a time.
Dang. I hate to bring this up because it's not politically correct at all. But
okay.
The champion on there is awesome. Been like on there for 16 shows or something.
Okay.
Kicks ass every night. But I can't... I mean, like... this person identifies as a woman.
He
looks like a man, baby. And I just wonder if she really, you know, I guess you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't even think about it anymore.
Hey, we're curious. You got
to
be curious.
She wants to
say, human.
You know, yeah, that's out of nothing but just curiosity. I wonder if she was a guy who had a, you know, decided to be a girl. I don't know. Looks like it. Otherwise, oof. All right. Well, let's commence the blowing up the Christmas here, man.
Yes.
I'll take another shot at my telephone. Let's see, should we do the new one first or the classic ones first?
As long as we're getting them all done, whatever you say.
All righty. Here we go. Here's a Possum Hour classic.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in...
Thank you. Christmas tree. So when Christmas comes, who well shall fill my stocking for me? Well, I hope next Christmas I'll be better than I am. Well, I hope next Christmas I'll be better than I am. I'm just like a rooster who well looking for a second hen.
I'll mail that to you all. You'll all get something in the mail. Man, I hate doing a show from the gym crack. Did I mention that? This sucks. Shoot.
I like that blow up, man. I was right to the point.
Yeah, no messing around. Right. Okay, so Ford has researched it, and Amy Schneider is transgendered the Jeopardy champion, and she will be the first out transgender person to compete in the tournament champion. Oh, you bet she will be in the tournament champion, man. Holy cats. She's a fucking monster. She doesn't even do the new, like the one guy that was on forever, he'd always start at the bottom of the column and work his way up.
Yeah.
And she does that sometimes, but not all the time. She's a cagey one, man. She's a good player.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, she's
there
creaming
you go,
people.
Amy.
She's not even beating people. I don't think I've seen her in Final Jeopardy where she had to bet a dime and still win.
Uh-huh. Kicking ass.
Badass. Kicking some ass.
Get
that
go,
right,
Amy.
Jack. We're all behind.
Hours behind.
No offense
you.
About the. Yeah, no, I didn't mean to question your sexuality there. You know, a friendly inquiry. Didn't mean nothing by that.
There's a need to know.
Hey, man, you see they got the Omicron variant now?
No, what the fuck's that?
The Omicron variant. That's the new strain of COVID.
Oh, okay.
The Omicron variant. I thought it was one of those 1970s Chuck Heston movies, you know? Running around a post-apocalyptic America, wondering why, where the dead bodies are going. And
speaking of which, Soylent Green takes place in 2022, huh?
I know, coming up, man.
Yeah.
Get ready to eat your fava. Yep, it's coming. The Omicron Man. Yeah, that was it. I remember that. Chuck Connors was in that, too.
Yeah.
Got a little Chuck Connors. There's Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Unfortunately, Chuck Connors didn't make it tonight.
No.
Keep a good thought.
Crazy Chuck.
The anagram of Omicron is moronic. That's a beauty. We're such a delightfully intelligent audience. And just in time to get his name read in alphabetical order, Daddy G has just joined us.
Daddy G.
Good
Daddy
thing.
G's in the house.
Yeah, we're coming apart now.
Yes.
You're going to do a Christmas night thing this year?
Yeah, that nasty Christmas.
He's on Saturday nights at, what do you call, 9 p.m.
Yes.
Looking forward to a filthy
night with Daddy
Christmas
G.
program. Yeah. Merry Crimble, he says. Thank you for coming, sir. Yep.
Happy Crimble.
And there's Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
Cake of Cakes. Yeah.
Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake. You've heard of chocolate cake?
Dr. Cake.
Upside down cake? Dr. Cake.
Uh-huh. Dr. Cake.
Like, is that clear? All right.
Less villain.
He's coming? Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect here.
Well, I guess Daddy G decided not to do a show.
Okay.
You will. Who knows? It's one of those soap opera. We'll leave it till like, you know, like after the next cue.
Oh,
man, I hope my phone starts working. I hate holding this fucking gym crack in my ear. It sucks.
Gotta be tough.
No grotto tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Be safe to tune in to Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for coming forward. It wouldn't be a...
Ford Prefect.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a Christmas Eve show without Ford Prefect, man.
Yes.
At that rate. Okay. And there's our old pal,
Hope. Other people's eyes.
He's got the two kids, still believe in Santa.
Nice.
In bed.
Nice.
In bed with the visions of sugar plums and that shit. Very cool. Man.
That's what it's all
impressive.
About.
Man, tomorrow morning, man. Just drink that in, man. Remember every second of it. One day you'll be a lonely old man. keep hold of the old lady, too. That way you won't be a lonely old man. But I do have a roommate this weekend. I got Pauly over here.
Yeah, Pauly. Hey, Pauly.
Pauly's crashing in my bed right now. But,
oh, you got him now? All right, cool.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Yeah, the kids came over, dropped him off, and presented me with a gorgeous bottle of bourbon.
Oh, okay.
Do the commercial here. It's from the cellars of Lincoln Henkman, I believe, or Henderson, whatever.
Uh-huh.
From the cellars of Lincoln, the guy with bad handwriting. It's Angel's Envy, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, finished in port wine barrel. It's yum yum. Yeah, Polly's number one son's dog. He's a good boy. He's a really good boy. It's funny because he always wags his tail when you tell him that. You go, you're a good boy. He likes being a good boy. But this Angel's Envy, beautiful bottle. It's like a real sexy bottle. This is high-end, top-shelf bourbon booze here.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. And I've become such a lightweight. Now I have all the booze in the world. And, you know,
gotta take care of
somebody's gonna inherit a nice liquor cabinet someday. Shoot. Alright, where are we at here? Ford Prefect is here, and then our old pal Oak with his kids over there. That's so cool, man.
Oh, definitely.
Number one son, he used to we did this one. He used to count the packages. He'd always make sure, like, him and his brother had the same amount of packages. He knew the true meaning of Christmas. Yeah. Always had to have the same amount of packages, though. which got stinky when they started getting, you know, like one, you know, you get something expensive, one big gift, and then the other one would get a bunch of small ones. It's like, ah, geez.
What
do you do over here?
Yeah, to work
so you wrap
out
a bunch together and that kind of shit. Hey. Oh, just the one eye. Poor Lucy. Bad eyes, man. Crashing into walls.
That's the life of Gumby.
Maybe
Davis
Jr.
World, Lucy.
To tell you about that. Yeah, really. I read your books now. Old Paolo. Ah, man, I really wish I could get on my phone. I'm starting to feel the brain cancer. It's already forming in my earlobe. My left temporal lobe.
And when you were super hot an hour.
I know. Sacrifice. It's Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance.
Who's the beer, sir?
Let me check him. I'm going to, before I make the big mamu here, double check. Make sure that I have the GD link, because I have fucked up everything so far. Okay, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Live.
With your super host, Copper
Jack. As the Beaver.
Jim, dig. 'Twas as dim before St. Nick, and all through the past, nothing was shaken, not even old dad. The leg sack was stashed by the smoke hole clean. Mayhaps Big Red would make the scene. The cool beatniks were copping that restless nod, while visions of a deuce of sweets through their skull boxes trod. Moms in a wig holder and me in a cool cap, stashed beneath the whites, hoping to sneak a heavy nap. When suddenly pressed out on a short green, there was one big clatter. I went straight up and over, Dad, to see what was the matter. I eased to the bright, as quick as a flash, and did a cool sock mambo jack as I flipped the sash. My flickers played me tricks, and though I was real wise, I couldn't dig the gone scene, man, before my eyes. Because there on the cold spot, as cool as any, was a wild slider, Big Red, and his eight pieces many. Swifter than a traffic cop, Big Red and his combo came, as he whistled, shouted, and he called them by name. Now Mac Dasher, now Mac Dancer, now Mac Prancer and Vixen. Wheel, Comet, go, Cupid, your chorus down and blitzing. To the top, don't stop, baby, wheel. As cool as a bassy tune, this combo swung to the roof overhead, with the slider of crazy optics and the leader, Big Red. My sound grabbers dug the rhythm of each hoof on the roof, and before I could get straight, down came the chubby one through the grate. He was a most in his furry red thread and a sight to see. Goof dust from the smoke hole hit him from his wig to his knee. Big Red had a smudge pot between his chops, and as he winked at me, he said, "Hiya, Pops." Old Red was the gayest as he went to the flues to see what cats had been paying those yearly dues. He nodded his head, quickly jumped back, and flipped open the sack. For Mom's a 12-year Tony and a mink so fine. For Old Dad, a swinging stereo and a crazy new vine. For the Crumb Crushers, a deuce of D's, each to a candy shop. Plus the latest album of rhythm, blues, and bop. With the scene made, Red gave a sly old grin. The cat waved his baton, and he was into the wind. But just before he faded into the night, he said, "Pops, have a cool Yule and treat everybody right."
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having chest pain.
Yes, yes.
That was a, yeah.
That was out there, man.
Yeah, man. That was hip, man. That was cool. Cool you.
Yeah, cool you.
Still on the gym crack, man. What the fuck is
it? Didn't work, huh?
That stupid phone. It's just like, it's just connecting, and then it's like, shh. You get nothing and like it.
Bummer, man.
What are you gonna do? Is
Paulie getting any toys tomorrow? You got any kind of sneaky toys for him or something? Brought his own?
Fuck no. Hey, he won't be sitting out in the cold, all right?
There you go.
I got a little rawhide to give him there. Of course, I'm going to give him a treat. Christmas.
You got a little bourbon to give him now, too.
Yeah, man. Some bourbon. Well, the Omicron variant. That was my only gag I thought of over a week. It was pretty... Too much of a numbnut sitting there watching TV. Did I get any? Is it get any new? See, I watched like how what's it, the fucking Ottoman Empire video on that. Why the Holy Roman Empire never went into colonization. Golly. And another James K. Polk video, because you never can get enough James K. Polk.
James K. Polk.
All right. So, you know, until I can figure out where I'm at here, man, just keep blowing this thing up until it goes away. Right?
Yep, keep blowing away.
Here's another one, Trip Down Memory Lane.
Damn, you think it's hard as tip!
You've been grabbing it so hard. That's what I want to know.
Fuck you!
All right, time for this Jefferson bullshit.
Yes.
A family gathering with presents and fun. Another Christmas and this one's wonderful. Presents and cheer, candy canes and gingerbread men.
But wait, the gingerbread men have come alive. They're moving round the room and now they're on fire. They're moving round the room and now they're on fire. Why do I see these things? It's not the rum and eggnog. It's not the holiday fun. Christmas on acid. Christmas on acid. My stocking's full of spiders and snakes. My little cousins have become walking, talking fruitcakes. The whole family's looking at me, cause I got the shakes. Why do I see these things? It's not the rum and eggnog. It's not the holiday fun. Christmas on acid. Christmas on acid. The turkey's dancing on grandma's head. And her eyes are a devil red. Santa's dead, oh Santa's dead. Why do I see these things? It's not the rum and eggnog. It's not the holiday fun. Christmas on acid. Christmas on acid.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Christmas on Acid.
I love that one.
Uh-huh.
That's a holiday favorite in my home. Man, I wish I'd uploaded more shit, man.
I just remember my favorite. Probably forgot it. Jimmy.
The shoes.
Jimmy.
I could get the shoes.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. Merry
Christmas.
Well, dude, how do you know we don't have a Jimmy coming up? I mean, you talk about a Christmas tradition. All the way back.
All right. I've forgotten all about it. Just thought of it now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
There will be some Jimmy involved. let me see what else I can grab here, man. Oh, baby. So how was your week, man?
That was all right. Good week. Selling lots of cars. Lots of cars.
Nice. I didn't do a dadgum thing. Like I said. Oh, man. Alright. Do that one, man.
Alright.
We do that one?
Lay it on us, baby. Lay it on us.
I don't know, man. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Upload. Description. Upload. Oh, cool. Cool. Alright, man. Y'all like that guy so much, that J.D. McPherson?
Yeah. All right, good.
He kind of knows everything about Christmas there. So, queuing him up in a minute. All right, you ready? All right,
good.
This will be our place of a quickie. Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Christmas morning, sneaky as can be, I creep across the carpet and I peek under the tree, pick out a gift from mom to me and bring it to my ear, give it a little shimmy shake and what do I hear? Socks. This is the worst gift I ever got. It doesn't beep or buzz or bop or rattle in the box. And why'd you waste the paper on a lousy pair of socks? Tiptoe to the mantel, a scowl upon my brow. I reach up to my stocking hanging from a holly bough. I reach right in and feel around for Santa Claus's loot. But all I find is something there to insulate my boots. Santa, how could you let me down? With a lousy pair of socks.
JP's not. Sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy's cool, man. JD McPherson. That's kind of new stuff, man.
Is it?
Yeah, very undued.
Good.
Yeah, it's nice to see it occasionally. Someone
bring it back, the good stuff.
Yeah, do something good for a change. Unlike my fucking phone, boy, I'm gonna fire it. I'm gonna fire it, man. it's ridiculous.
Fire his ass.
Like, excuse me. I maybe get one business call every 2 years on that thing.
Yeah.
But I won't get rid of the number because I've had the number for 30 years, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I just get half a dozen spam calls every day, and then once in a while, Gigantor will bug me on it. I know he gets mad when I don't answer his phone call, but it,
yeah.
You know, I get mad when I answer his phone call, so it all works.
How's Gigantor doing? We haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah. He's a guitar legend now or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's good. Yeah. He's starting to save some money, which is nice.
Yeah, good for him.
Well.
Good man.
At least have money to spend.
You.
All right. Well, I know what you've all been waiting for.
Yes. Yes.
It's a Christmas classic, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how else to put it.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Excelente. Well, we'll see. There's not much more you can say about this. Christmas class. Freaking class.
Jimmy.
And hopefully it's long enough, maybe my phone will come around. I doubt it.
It'll be a Christmas
that mirror. Damn dial tone. It'll come to life as soon as this show's over.
You know it.
Did you want to make a call? Sorry, Chief. I was here laughing at you for the last 90 minutes. Note to self, because you know what I did? I picked up the phone and I checked the messages first. That's what fucked me up.
Stuck
in message world or something. Shake hard. Alright, well, another dysfunctional Christmas Eve. What else is new?
But you got Paul with you.
But we do have, yeah. We got Paulie and we got Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Ladies and gentlemen, 3 minutes. Christmas classic.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
the treetop glisten, and children, listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
To bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
I'm so glad you remember, Jimmy. I forgot all about it.
It's a Christmas tradition, man.
That's great stuff.
Gotta love Jimmy. And I think I've played Christmas on Acid every year, too.
Yeah, well, a couple times, but that's a good one.
It's one of my faves.
Uh-huh.
Alrighty. And we got one more blow-up to go.
Oh, okay.
I really did come to a 90-minute show with about 60 minutes worth of material, but still, there's still one more blow-up to come, ladies and germs.
Beauty, beauty, beauty.
And I got something to follow it up with. Nice, nice. To Mariah Carey. See Mariah Carey over there.
Yeah.
She's done a bunch of Christmas songs, so that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm saying. All right, here we go. For old time's sake, I looked up the The Bowls of Mashed Potato Mystery.
Yes.
Remember that? They never did solve that crime. Nothing. They never solved that crime, and there was a copycat. I did find out today there was a copycat mashed potato thing in a whole different city. So, you know, for no reason at all, they were leaving bowls of mashed potatoes on people's porches and lunchboxes or in mailboxes. So,
how do we know it's a copycat, not this guy's venturing out, bringing his evil mashed potatoes elsewhere?
Yeah, maybe he's breeding. Right.
Mashed potatoes.
Octoon, where we at, man? Oh, okay. Here we go. We got to, now I looked up the original article that we shared with you like two or three episodes ago, I guess.
Yeah.
And at the time, I believe I was skeptical. I believe I started with saying that when I was a kid, Newsweek was a respected magazine.
Oh, I remember that.
Okay. And it was the lady that was breastfeeding her cat on the plane.
Yes.
Yeah. That's totally made up, man. Of course it was made up. So then I look at the Newsweek now, the Newsweek link says, a parody video showing a woman breastfeeding a cat on board a busy flight has gone viral. And then they're acting like they didn't report it like it was fucking true 2 weeks ago. Jeez.
They got snagged. They believed it.
I didn't believe it. They believed it.
You called it out.
So, I should be working over there at Newsweek, I think. Apple Cheeks uses the Fahrenheit. Yeah, points out the United States is she says the only country in the world that uses it. I think there's one like Trinidad and Tobago or something. You know, like some real important country like, you know, in Indo-fuckwad that also uses Fahrenheit. But yes, and we also, we can't deal with the decimal system.
Oh, no.
We're a nation of lunkheads, okay?
Uh-huh.
The only major country. Yeah, we're lunkheads.
We don't want to.
You know what? No, we'll always use Fahrenheit. We'll never have the decimal system. We'll probably never have socialized medicine. Because why? Because we're fucking dumbass lunkheads. God bless America. There's my bicentennial minute. Yeah, that was my bicentennial minute. Oh, here we go. Cheeks got it. The U.S., Bahamas, Cayman Islands, Liberia, Palau, the Federated States of Micronesia, the Marshall Islands.
There you go.
All thriving metropolises. Our international powerhouses. Palau. Palau is really moving right up. All right, what do we got here? So the breastfeeding cat, fake news.
Fake news.
Cover I hate when the Bobo says fake news because it takes away from there is actual fake news, man. You know.
Yes.
He calls news he don't like fake news. Well, that ain't how it works, bro. Truth or not.
Yep. That's that right.
I think this one's for Ford. Oh, yeah. Okay. The wackiest trade, or one of the wackiest trades in baseball history, a guy named John McDonald on the Toronto Blue Jays in 2005, was having a good year. He was batting 290, da-da-da-da-da, and the Tigers took a shine to him, and they tried to work out a trade. So they traded a player to be named later for this John McDonald cat. Well, McDonald got over to Detroit, and he didn't bat so well. They weren't real happy with him. So they sent him over as the player to be named later.
They sent him back.
And thus, yeah, he became the only man in Major League history to be traded for himself. How weird is that?
That is strange, man.
Baseball stories are
wacky. World of baseball.
And the Pirates traded for a manager back in the 70s. That was pretty weird.
Yeah.
They traded with Oakland for their manager, so we traded our catcher for their manager. And then we got the catcher back, thank goodness. All right. Now, Betty White's 100th birthday is coming up, January 17th, 2022. This is a list of things that Betty White is older than. I don't know if this is, you know, no offense, Betty. I've enjoyed her for years.
Yes.
Not like Alan Ludden
did,
but, you know, hey. Yeah. Right. Sliced bread, of course. She's older than sliced bread. Penicillin. Interesting.
Okay.
She's older than Dr. Cake says sliced bread. Television. Television. She's older than the Slinky.
Oh, okay.
She's older than helicopters.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a weird one. Bubble gum. He's older than
bubble gum.
Older than
bubble gum.
That's old. That's old.
Yes.
But God bless her, man. And Kleenex.
Yeah. All right. I can see that.
Now, see, they're saying the first this is why I hate the internet, because it says the first facial tissue, Kleenex, was invented in 1924, according to the company. It was originally marketed in the U.S. as cold cream and makeup remover, but it was invented for the military. It was invented in World War I as, you know, for the gas masks and shit. Filter shit.
Did not know that.
And, you know, you just bring them out of the box. Uh-huh. And then what are we going to do with
puppy?
We got a warehouse full of these fucks and the war's over. What do I do with that? Right. Mount Rushmore. Betty White is older than Mount Rushmore.
Older than Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. I've seen a thing on Mount Rushmore, a video on how they made it and everything on History Channel years ago. It was really fucking cool. But, fuck Mount Rushmore. They had to blow that up. I say blow it up.
Blow it up. Blow it the fuck up.
Because that was like a sacred mountainside to the Native Americans, who we pushed into the Black Hills. And then when we found gold, we pushed them out.
Then we were supposed to make it right by letting them do that sculpture of, what, Sitting Bull or something like that in a mountainside?
Yeah, they got the crazy horses. They're working
crazy
on that.
Crazy horse.
But,
yeah, the crazy horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was supposed to be a big one.
But, yeah. If I was energetic enough, you know, like a mad bomber type guy.
Uh-huh. That's it. What you blow up?
I wouldn't fuck around with little shits, man.
There's no people around. Blow it
up. Oh. Beauty.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, there's a chunk of Lincoln's head sitting right over there. Chunk of his head.
It's only good for Alfred Hitchcock movies. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, man. Not that I don't like Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. They picked a good four dudes.
Yeah.
Put up there. I'm cool with all four of them.
Yeah.
No matter what their flaws or whatever.
Not a problem with them.
But that was a fuck you to the Indians, man, to the Native Americans.
Yep. It sure was.
All right, so Apple Cheek says bubblegum was invented in 1928, and
okay.
Our girl, Betty White was invented in 1922.
1922.
Country music.
Older than bubbly.
That's funny.
Country music.
They said she, yeah. They said the first national country hit was in 1924 with the wreck of the old 97.
Okay.
Older than
country music.
And of course, this one, who isn't older than this thing? The electric can opener.
I would think
we're
yeah.
not. That's not that amazing.
Does anybody own an electric can opener anymore?
I don't.
You really don't need can
opener. I've got the manual. I've got the manual and a couple of church keys and whatnot.
Yeah.
But they say, I read a thing where millennials don't know how to use the fucking things. Can openers. Because they get their, when they get their tuna, it's in a little packet. They don't have to use a can opener. They buy a little packet of tuna. So they got no... And then most cans are flip-tops now.
Oh, yeah.
Campbell soup and that shit. Whoop. No can opener. Which, that was a great advancement, I just got to say.
Oh, yeah.
The flip-top. Except when they had the flip-top on the little puddings, individual puddings.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're a little kid, and you cannot help but lick that lid, right? And it's got sharp edges, and, of course, you cut your tongue. Then it's no fun. The rest of the whole day at school, you're like, no,
shred that tongue.
Yeah.
Gotta lick it. That's pudding, baby.
What is, the hell is this? Oh, okay. That's the next article. All right. Let's see what else we have in our cornucopia of crazy things in the news. So anyway, this just in. Betty White is old.
Old.
And she was also traded for herself back in the 30s. Look at this kid. All right, here's some good news. Here's something positive, something upbeat. In one day, this little sixth-grade kid gave a classmate the Heimlich maneuver and saved a woman from a fire.
Whoa!
That's a day. 11-year-old Oklahoma boy, Davon Johnson.
Christ.
Yeah. Some kid choked on a... I guess he got the sucky part of the water bottle stuck down his throat. In the hallway, comes staggering into the classroom, and Dave Vaughn runs, you know, jumps to his feet. He's in the old...
saves his life.
Heimlich in a bottle. The cap popped out, and then later on he goes home, and there's a fire, and he sees this old lady trying to get out of the house, so he runs over and helps her out, get into her car, and, you know, get out of the way. So...
He wants to be an EMT.
Yeah. Badass, man.
He's on his way, man.
He's a hero.
Yeah.
A hero. I love that kid.
He got it.
Yeah.
No,
I think he failed math. I'm not sure.
He don't need
math scores or like. All right. Did you see this one? This is fucked up. The Wheel of Fortune, we were talking about Jeopardy. And no offense, man. Hope that lady guy is not offensive.
That guy's crazy guy.
She's got a lot of money now, and I'm just going to be as nice as I can to her.
Exactly.
She's over half a mil, I think.
No shit.
Yeah. She's racking it up. She got 17, 18 weeks in a winner's circle. So to win the Wheel of Fortune, which I have to turn that off before it comes on, because every minute that you watch it, you lose, like, an intelligent quote, a thing off your IQ, which explains a lot of what's going on here in this country, because it's been on for a long time. Uh-huh.
It's
the same. You look, who's watching Wheel of Fortune? Who's voting for Bobo? I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of overlap there, anyhow. Okay, the Wheel of Fortune. So the other night, this is so fucked up. This is one of the rules. She broke the rule. But this lady finishes the puzzle. It's the final puzzle. She's got a car on the line. And she pauses too long before the last saying the last word. The puzzle was choosing the right word was the puzzle, and she goes, choosing the right word. And they go, oh, sorry, you waited too long to say word. Fuck you, Pat Sajak.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking weasel, man. I think he made that up. But anyway, the Audi people saw this, and they said, well, give her the fucking car anyway, man.
Nice. Nice enough.
Yeah. So the good people at Audi, they look really good this holiday season. Pat Sajak and the whole cast and crew of Wheel of Fortune, they can go fuck themselves, okay? You're assholes.
That's a good move on that Audi part, man.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
A lot of people watch that, yeah.
That don't cost them nothing. Besides, they would have given that car to that lady anyway.
Yeah.
If they weren't such dicks. No offense. All right, this has to be the stupidest invention ever.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. The Japanese professor, and they were the ones that developed poop steaks, so the second worst invention. Second stupidest invention. A guy at a Japanese university unveiled the latest innovation, a TV with a screen the viewer can taste. That's so stupid.
Uh-huh.
It's so dumb. That's like smell-o-vision or something, man. It's a screen. They put over some kind of screen they put on a thing, and it's coated with things that taste like things. What?
Jesus. You gotta lick the screen?
Yeah, you gotta lick the fucking screen.
That's like the smell-o-vision, where you do that little scratch of the color circle that could tell you.
Exactly, man.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what they're trying to prove. Where's my gong, man? I want to gong that. Got this.
Shove it up your ass.
That's bad.
That'll work. All right. That's stupid, man. I hope he loses money on that. Yeah, why the hell would you want to taste the screen, Apple Cheeks? Of course. Why would you?
Yeah.
Yeesh. Licking the screen like dummies. Gosh. All right. Now, on the other hand, here's the other great invention. Oh, thought I had a great invention. Apparently not.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that a yin and yang today?
No, I thought I had a yang, but I just had the yin. All right. This is weird, man. In Hawaii, a surfer had their surfboard bitten by, a shark, right?
Yeah,
that's
the first thing I thought.
Even a monkfish, who knows? It's a fucking pig. There's a pig. A wild boar was paddling around in the bay there. I don't know how it got there. But man, when the pigs start becoming aquatic, we're in trouble.
Look out, baby.
I think. Yeah. Everybody would be eating poop steaks at that point.
First we had killer monkeys. Now there's pigs in the ocean there.
Oh, okay, and then this isn't really funny either, but it's thought-worthy. They're ready to go with the world's first octopus farm. In other words, farming octopuses for consumption, etc. And there's a lot of argument that these are sentient beings. These are creatures with brains that have feelings and thoughts and things. I don't think it's a good... I don't think we should be doing that. I don't think we should be eating. Lobsters live forever. Don't fuck with them. Octopus is smart. Don't fuck with them. Leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
They are delicious. Yeah, okay. I mean, I admit that.
You've never had octopus.
Well, I guess I've had squid. That's calamari, squid, right?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Never had squid either.
Oh, really? That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I don't think I have. I think I would have remembered it.
Mongolian barbecue.
All right.
Hope said he had on his Eat No Octopus shirt today. And he says he's not lying. So
no, not joking.
Do I know my audience or what, man?
Uh-huh.
No octopi. All right. This is really lame, so I'll only read part of it. This is the top 10 weird news stories, and this is from the site I get a lot of my weird news stories.
Okay.
And that's not interesting. They rescued the cow in the tree after Hurricane Ida.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Cow in a tree.
Cow in a tree.
And then the testicle bath. Remember the testicle bath?
Nope.
Well, you bathe your nuts in ultrasound, and it temporarily stops sperm mobility.
It's like a birth control device for men. Yes.
Yeah, you get
your
sperm all confused and shit, I guess. You don't know which way to go.
Man,
which way did he go? Oh, and then the Maine lobstermen have found the ultra-rare cotton candy lobster.
That's right.
Who was dubbed Hattie, spared the dinner plate, and given a new permanent home in the Seacoast Science Center of Rye, New Hampshire. Thank you. And the Samuel Adams beer that's illegal in 15 states. Nice.
Okay.
28% alcohol, man.
That's a big one in Boston, isn't it? Isn't that a Massachusetts beer?
Oh, yeah, Samuel Adams.
Big over there. Man. Yeah.
Boston-based. Well, it's 28% alcohol, this beer. This Angel's Envy bourbon that I was given today, which is a beautiful gift for my beautiful
I love that name.
43.3. So this beer, it's a beer.
Angel's Envy, man. That sounds like a very good, good bourbon.
I think it's
going to
be very very good, very classy.
Going to crack it open New Year's Eve? Going to have a little...
I don't know. No, I got to work, man. I'll be working New Year's. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sheesh. I don't know. It's too pretty to fucking drink, man. Fucking beautiful bottle.
Uh-huh.
Got angel wings on it and everything. All right. The Dutch giant, the tallest bodybuilder in the world. That's not that weird. I don't know. I don't think they're a good judge of their weird stories. We could have done a better list. I really do. All right. So on that note, if I can find the cue.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Santa Billy Boogie Santa's getting ready. 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 Santa Billy Boogie Santa's getting ready.
I'm 5 minutes from riding it all night long. Along, 'cause Santa's got no fear.
gonna brag a little, go to my head. Ain't nobody looking better in red. Baby, let's go kiss the passerby. You don't need no dough, cause Santa owns the sky.
Santa Billy Boogie, Santa's getting ready.
I don't even remember that one. That's one of mine.
Yeah,
I remember
I think
that.
You posted that. Yeah, I think you posted that one on the secret page,
know.
Man.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe
I can
find it because
Monday.
That should be going tonight.
Right.
That should be tonight's Grenache.
Well, we're running out. We're burning daylight finally.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
So let's blow
what
up.
Happened?
One more time. Oh, I yacked on about the news. One more time.
One
ladies
more.
And gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Blowing up, Mariah Carey. Right here.
Yes.
Thank you. Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Let's have an old-fashioned Christmas polka on this happy holiday. Let's have an old-fashioned Christmas polka and throw our cares away. We'll gather around the old piano and sing all the songs we know. You play banjo, I'll play bass, while Frankie sets the pace. Let us know.
The muted guy.
There you go.
The muted guy. The muted guy.
Damn good polka, man. I was digging that one.
The classic Frankie Yankovic. The Santa Billy Boogie is the Blue Moon Boys.
Blue Moon Boys. Okay, good to know.
That's the
oh,
Blue
yeah.
Moon
you know
Boys.
What? That's ringing bells.
You'll see. You'll see. What'd I tell you? All right, man. Well, somehow we got through that.
Uh-huh.
I'll look forward to the dial tone on my other phone as soon as I end the show. See you,
you know that's coming.
Yeah. Molson Canadian.
Water.
Hey, thanks everybody for coming.
Yep.
You know, fucking Christmas Eve and that.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy the holiday. Enjoy the day. You got a day off. You got the day off tomorrow, right?
Oh,
working?
Yeah. Nah, I'm off. I'm off till Tuesday.
Woo! Yeah.
Three long
Number
fucking
two.
Days. I'd rather be working.
Number two. Number two is working tomorrow.
Yeah?
He's such a screw. Apathetic nation, baby. Most Canadian. He's as secular as they come, my friend.
Right. I like that. Kudos to number two.
Well, I'm working Friday, so no Friday next week on New Year's Eve. I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because I got to drive to Dayton. I don't think I'll be home in time. I'll double check. But, as much. I didn't have my transporter warmed up, dagnabbit.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Anybody?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven, all the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven, hark, hark, those church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven, the snow falls from the sky. But it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie. It's Christmas in heaven, there's great films on TV. The sound of music twice an hour and Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
Ah, classic. Tommy.
Forgot about that as well. I've been out of it. Been out of it this season.
Have you ever used that one?
I don't know.
Have you ever used that one before?
Maybe. I don't know.
Can't
say for sure.
Is this the 11th or 12th Christmas season? Seriously. 11, please. Yeah, the 11.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You just got to wonder how many times we've heard Christmas on Acid. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
You know, that's the only reason why I don't hang
around. Jimmy was a good find, man. That was you. You found that puppy.
That was on that crazy WFMU website.
Yeah.
Something of the blogs. They used to have a great blog where they would post all this crazy shit.
Remember, it took us years to find it. And finally, somebody uploaded it on YouTube.
Yeah, somebody put it on YouTube. Yeah, because I got it off that weird site. And they actually had the sleeve and everything on that video. Fucked up. You put that one on tomorrow, man. Post that one tomorrow. You know?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy. And spin the bottle for years. Oh, no, that's Valentine's Day one, is it? We say that for Valentine's Day?
I don't know. You can play it on New Year's.
What the hell? New Year's, yeah.
What the hell? Well, be back Monday, God willing. And let's see, probably no Friday. And we they had a good George Burns on this morning.
There's a live George Burns on Tubi. I might watch live concert with George. Oh, the 80s.
Harry Morton. Harry Morton was on fire, man.
Oh, yeah?
I love Harry Morton. All right, man. Well, say goodnight, Dick. Good night, Dick.
Good night, Dick.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!